I'm agreeing with the family. I spent some time with them when they came to see me in Stormont, and we had a very long conversation. The circumstances of this accident were appalling for the family. A young man who was 2.5 times over the drink driving limit, apparently had also been using his mobile phone, caused this accident and killed another young man, Simon Glenn, who had everything to live for. Now, in the circumstances, I would have thought that the judge would have looked very harshly on the young man that caused the accident, in that he had been 2.5 times over the drink driving limit and that he caused the death of somebody else. So the sentence he received, I believe, was very lenient. I personally believe that somebody who causes death through being drunk in charge of a motor vehicle should go to jail for a reasonable length of time. His sentence wasn't reasonable, and I would personally agree with the family and feel that 15 years is more appropriate.
Conor Breen here, the man who was drink driving, he was sentenced to 3 years. The sentence doesn't really fit the crime, and there's no real deterrent for people that are done for drink driving in the future.
I agree entirely with those comments. We will be presenting the petition to Stormont in September when Stormont has sessions again. It was too late for me to get it in for next week, but we will put it in September. And if the Department of Justice don't look at reviewing the sentence guidelines, well, then we may have to look at the possibility of introducing a private member's bill, and I would be more than happy to be associated with that.